Welcome to Stronger, Healthier, and Happier, the official podcast of Hill Family Chiropractic. I'm your host, Michael, and with me, I have Dr. Jared Hill, chiropractor, owner, and CEO of Hill Family Chiropractic. Hello, Dr. Hill.
Hello.
Welcome to the first episode of your practice's first podcast.
Yes, awesome. Can't believe we're actually doing this.
I know. We've talked about it a while. I've been here a year, and we've been talking about it ever since the beginning, I think.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you even longer.
No, not really.
Okay.
Well, no, I mean, not really podcasts, but other videos and things and projects. But for you specifically, we've talked about podcasts. And I'm glad we're getting this going.
Yeah, getting it going. And it's going to be released a couple weeks from when we are recording this. But this is the first one. And so this week, though, what's kind of happened for you this week that you've enjoyed or that's been exciting? Just personally.
Yeah, well, just came off a trip with the family. That was really good. I got to see some family in Texas, and that's always fun. I love spending time with that, but really excited about getting back and being with my Hill family, chiropractic family, and all my patients. And just, it's been great. It's fun getting to play around and exercise and see people getting well and just having a great time.
Yeah, it's been cool for me too. I'm not the exercise type typically, so being a part of a team where everybody takes that kind of seriously has been cool because it's encouraged me to do the same thing. And I think that's kind of the point, right? Is just like encouraging each other and strengthening each other.
You bet. I mean, it's amazing the strength of a team or a community, and that's what I love about having the fitness studio at our office now. It's people at lunch, before work, after work, whatever. So it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun, and I need to do one this week. I've been busy. That reminds me. Awesome. So today we're going to begin our opening series of the Stronger, Healthier, Happier podcast with just kind of talking about getting better results faster. And really, at first, the idea is to understand Dr. Hill and where he came from and why this is such a big deal and why at our practice, we, you know, pain relief, getting results in that way is a result and a byproduct of what we do in our office. But the results we're talking about when we say better results faster have to do with your overall health and wellness and how this the workshops we do and everything kind of lead into that. And so today I want to talk about the foundation of that for you, where that kind of came from. So I'm going to just be picking your brain on some of that and kind of where your chiropractic vision came from. And so, but I want to start with little Dr. Hill. Like, where did you grow up, and you know what was your upbringing like as a kid?
Yeah, I grew up in some small towns in Wyoming, and so most of my years I grew up there. We moved around a little bit. My dad was a teacher and coach for about 20 years before he became a chiropractor. And he loved moving to the next best fishing and hunting area. So that's where we moved around a little bit. We moved. The longest I lived anywhere was in Star Valley, Wyoming, which is kind of near Jackson Hole. Beautiful area. I went to high school there my 4 years. And so we had a great time there. But I grew up just like any other kid, bumps and bruises and bicycle accidents and so forth. I had two sisters and one brother. I was the youngest. We had a great time.
So being the youngest, did you find you had more bumps and bruises than the others?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I mean, I got, of course, picked on a little bit. You asked them, they said I was probably a tattletale or something. I don't know, maybe not.
You tattle more when more stuff's happening to you, right?
Right. Yeah. But I did learn a lot of good stuff of what not to do by watching them. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah, that can save you some trouble in the long run, I guess. All right, so Wyoming, you know, did you play sports? Did you do that kind of thing? What did you do as far as athletics go?
Yeah, played some different sports growing up. High school, I played some intramural basketball. Didn't make the team. So I wasn't quite good enough. And I also pulled a muscle during the tryout, so that didn't help me any. I played a little bit of basketball, played football, and my main sport was probably track and field.
Okay, so that was your favorite.
Yeah, I guess it became my favorite because that's what I was the best out of compared to the other sports. So I went ahead and did track and field in college as well.
Oh, okay. So you went on to college. Where did you go to college?
I went in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Wow.
And my main 400-meter hurdles was my main event. Also like the 400 and 800, things like that.
Awesome. So in North Dakota, and you're going to college. You decide at some point while you're in college that you want to be a chiropractor, or did you decide before that?
Decided before that. Yeah. So with my dad, I was kind of telling my dad was a chiropractor, and he didn't go to chiropractic college till he was in his young 40s. So he was a teacher and coach, like I said, for many years. And then he went to Cleveland Chiropractic College in Kansas. And when he graduated, he moved us to Wyoming. So I was only a couple years old when that all happened. So most of my life, I had been adjusted, and I didn't really know any different. We had a table at the house, and we would line up, and you know, myself and my siblings, we'd line up, and my dad would adjust us. I figured every other dad had a table at their house and would do the same to them, and just kind of that's how I grew up.
Gotcha. So everybody just gets adjusted normally after dinner. You just line up after outside the adjusting office and
pretty much, yeah.
Town.
it was kind of interesting actually. Thinking about that is, yeah. I didn't know any different when it came to chiropractic that much until just being around a lot of other friends and families, things like that, how a lot of them would talk about going to the doctor all the time and having to take antibiotics or different medications. And I always kind of felt like we're missing out or something because we never went to the doctor. I mean, we never had medications. So until I broke my femur when I was in a freshman, but that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Maybe that's a different episode. So you decided to be a chiropractor, after seeing or experiencing that with your dad, chiropractic's normal. At what point did it kind of click for you that that's something you wanted to do or be?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the first thing in just the smaller towns, people would come up to me and say, you're Dr. Hill's son. And they would start telling me, sharing with me just how, like, as my, tell my, my dad's like this miracle worker and all the benefits they had from chiropractic. And this is random people that I have just didn't even know who they were coming up to me quite often to where it really made an impact on me that, wow, my dad is really making an impact on people's lives and helping a lot of people. So my first thing that my passion, I think, came is I just want to help people. I knew that that meant a lot to me. I could see the benefit it helped in helping other people in the community, and I definitely wanted to do the same thing. I just didn't know if I wanted chiropractic to be that thing until I got later in high school.
Gotcha. Okay. And so then you go to college and decide then where did you go to chiropractic college after graduating?
Well, we went after graduating from North Dakota, went to Dallas.
Okay.
Texas. So a Parker Chiropractic College.
Okay, Parker. So are there quite a few chiropractic colleges in the country or?
Yeah, I mean,
limited options or?
There's limited options. To be honest, I don't know exactly how many there are now. Right now in the United States, probably about 15.
Okay.
So it's spread throughout.
Yeah, sure.
But the reason I picked Parker was my family moved from Wyoming to Texas.
Gotcha.
And so I was going to be kind of nearby them. And it had a great school. So I started.
Good. So you went there, you trained to become a chiropractor, and then you ended up starting your first practice where?
Branson, Missouri, right here.
So how did Hill Family Chiropractic, after living in Wyoming and going to school in, was it South Dakota?
And North Dakota.
North Dakota. Sorry, that's probably a rivalry there. Going to school in North Dakota and then chiropractic college in Dallas, then you end up in Branson, Missouri to start your practice. Like how do those puzzle pieces fit together that got you here?
My wife.
Oh, yeah. That's it right there.
Yeah,
there was a girl.
I met my wife in Texas.
Okay.
And we got married. And at the time, she had lived already previously in Branson before singing and dancing in different parts of the shows for a few years. So she was just an amazing ability to perform and sing and dance and everything else. So we left from we were trying to figure out where to go after we got married. We were going to look at where are we going to start this practice, and we wanted to have a Christian-based family atmosphere, and we checked out a lot of different places where she could do what she loves to do as well, and Branson came up. And I love also the outdoors and being the lakes and trails and things like that too, so seemed like a good fit.
Yeah, that's great. You know, I'm glad you chose here because, I mean, I've been a patient here 15 years, and you know, my wife's first came when she was pregnant with our oldest child, who will be 15 this year. And, you know, it was an easy fit for us when we showed up, and you went over all the details on, you know, why these chiropractic adjustments were going to help her and why I should get checked because it would help me too. And I think you did like a mini better results, faster workshop, you know, in the room at the report with us. And I signed up, I think that day to get evaluated, and the rest is history. You know, my kids have all been getting adjusted, and then I was blessed to be able to work here.
Yeah, after 15 years, you finally got it.
Yeah.
To where you learned enough so you can be my office manager.
Right. So, but, you know, bringing that experience is cool. But you know, I'm grateful because of that, that you did land in Branson. There's a lot of different kinds of chiropractors. There's a lot of different methods. There's a lot of different stuff. I've learned that over the last year, of course. You know, you're pretty eclectic with how you do as far as the adjustment side and everything goes. But one thing kind of, I think, helps you, makes you stand out, especially in our community, and that is the focus on wealth, not wealth, health and wellness. Combine the two and you get wealth, physical wealth, right?
There you go.
Health and wellness come together, and that's what you really focus on. In fact, that's why stronger, healthier, and happier, you know, it all works together. So what is it that you could say in your, whether it was when you're a kid or seeing your dad or going through college, what happened that caused you to say, you know what, I don't want to just help people not feel pain, but I want to help them have a more healthy life overall?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, yeah, like you said, there's different types of chiropractors. If we were to break it down into two different categories, one of them focuses a lot on musculoskeletal or getting someone out of a neck pain or back pain or headache.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go beyond that. And one of the key things I think that happened was when I was in high school and trying to figure out what I wanted to do and if I want to be a chiropractor, I hung out with my dad's office a little more. And that's really when the light bulb went off for me, because people would come in with a list of medications and saying, you know, there's nothing else that can be done for them, and they've lost hope. And to see them naturally without putting anything else in their body, but just removing interference so their body can heal and repair naturally on its own and get off medication, and then completely transition the trajectory of their life and their health and their happiness and their hope. It was really mind-blowing for me, because that was really the first time I got to see it from beginning to end like that with the patients.
Cool.
And so being inspired, like, hey, yeah, I want to do this. This is awesome seeing patients like that happen. But there's also something I didn't like, and that was some patients that would come in and they would get adjusted and they're like, oh, great, yeah, my neck feels better, or my headache feels better, or whatever's going on. But they, their health didn't change, meaning their health continually declined over time. And I'm like, well, it looked like they were getting the same care to me as the other patients. Why weren't they completely changing the rest of their life and their health? And it has to do everything with what really sets up the stage of why we do everything in our office. And that's really getting to the underlying cause and really helping train and educate patients on how to better take care of themselves. And that's why we have the Better Results Faster workshop too, is because that helps to go over a lot of the nuts and the bolts of what can be, so patients really start to understand what that is on their end. So we're both working together with their health instead of having that temporary relief with the same thing happening over and over with not making any changes of what's actually causing the problem. We want them to understand what actually causes the problem, what they can be doing to take responsibility for that and help get more stability so they can change the trajectory of their life, their health. So
great. And so you talked about like the practices, what we do in our office. What are some of the things we do in our office that are a little different than a chiropractor that, say, focuses mainly on the skeletal or muscular getting out of pain? What are some of the differences?
Yeah,
here?
And again, there's nothing wrong with that. That's just sure. What my passion is to really try to figure out how to get to the underlying issue. And that what that means is we have to invest in more technology. So we have an Insight Millennium Subluxation Station, which just means it's this scanning technology to measure the nervous system and how it's functioning. So, you know, not to get into too much detail, but the nerves of the control of the muscles to see how much tugging and pulling is going on, or the nerves controlling your autonomic nervous system, the organs and glands, to look for any interferences in there. Also the heart rate variability to look at how their body's actually handling and dealing with stress. So looking at those deeper layers on the inside of how their body's actually functioning versus how it feels is one key step. And then also we have posture digitizing software to really evaluate to a finer detail of what their posture looks like. And then the chiropractic exam, which is probably very typical for other chiropractors. And then we also have digital x-ray machine. And one more thing we've added in here recently, especially now that we have the fitness studio, is an in-body yeah. which helps us give a detailed report on the body composition, body fat percent, muscle mass, and also visceral fat that can be very toxic for a person that they may not even be aware that it's going on inside and around their organs.
Cool. So we have all these ways to find out what's going on inside a person's body. And then we obviously do chiropractic adjustments at the right kind of tempo in order to help somebody stay on rhythm to get the results from those adjustments. Well, then what sets us apart as far as the patient's responsibility or what's on the patient's side? What do we do for that side of things here at our office?
Yeah, I mean, well, first off, what sets us apart is really our team. I think we've got the most amazing people that make all the difference in the world, and all of our reviews and things like that kind of state that, because we have just such awesome people that want people to get well, and they make sure that we can come alongside each individual, meet them where they're at, to love on them and help them get through their situation to better health and wellness. But aside from that, when we once we identify exactly what the problem is, then there's several protocols or techniques that we can do, and we have additional training in different techniques, whether it's pediatrics for babies and infants and kids, and we're athletics. We have several athletes here on our team that. And then that's kind of leads into, we have laser therapy too, to help with soft tissue healing and wound healing, or to help with somebody with a disc issue. And we also have traction, a universal traction system to help with postural change or tractioning pressure off of the nerves. So, and then on top of that, we have vibration therapy to help retrain the posture and the muscles, and then help our patients with understanding the specific therapies or exercises they can be doing to deal with whatever postural distortions or imbalances that are going on with their spine, because many times they need more than just an adjustment. They need to not only restore function in the alignment, but we want it to stabilize and stay there. So we have to get into what kind of exercises are necessary for that.
Yeah. Okay, great. And so we have, I know, you know, I can speak to this. We send out videos that explain the exercises. We have certain actual, you know, equipment that we have here that we can sell to patients who need it, and make sure that they're using those and teach them the right way to use those things to help their body get into the alignment it's supposed to be in, so that we're not only telling them, hey, you need to do stuff to help yourself be healthier, but we're giving them the tools and resources to actually do that stuff.
Sure.
And so that's awesome. And so if you were to, so just to summarize, you know, growing up, way up in the Northwest, kind of, and moving down, deciding to be a chiropractor because you're seeing the benefit that people get from this focus on health and wellness. And so just kind of developing a practice. What do you think some of the largest changes you've seen over 20 years of practicing in Branson? What are some of the biggest changes you've had in your practice here? If you were to just come up with a couple things that that kind of blew your mind that you didn't expect, or maybe you did. You're like, this is what we were working for, and this is what happened. As far as patient, you know, patient's experience, or the team, or the just any of that. What are some things that are highlights for you?
Well, of course, Branson as a whole has changed tremendously. This is marked. This month will be 21 years since we started here in Branson. So, a lot of changes have occurred during that time in Branson itself, but for the practice, it went from me really not knowing whatever I'm doing when it comes to running a business and trying to start working on patients and helping people, but the team and the training and really understanding how to better serve and take care of a patient and follow up. And then through all the years and thousands of adjustments and patients, of just really kind of honing in of what works, what doesn't, on training up a team to be able to serve more of the community, and then adding on other services that complement it to help them achieve their goals. So that's our key number one thing, is figuring out what each individual goal is. And and having a wide verse tools to be able to help them. So, I mean, that's where the technology has improved, and the education and the research, it just continually changed over the years. And so it's been fun. It's been great. I'm excited just to continue that journey, because we're just every week continually seeing more and more amazing results and responses and testimonies from patients of all walks of life, whether it's a baby or a young child to an elderly or middle aged or an athlete. I mean, it's fun to, that's what we're all about, is helping people and helping them reach their goals. So it's fun.
Yeah, awesome. And I can say, you know, just as a patient over 15 years, not all of the 21, but a lot of it, you know, just seeing the changes and the growth in the team and the way the, you know, moving to this new facility where we were able to provide more to patients and the benefit that my family has received is just, it's astronomical. You know, the kids with allergies who should be getting, like doctors think they should be getting allergy shots all the time and all this stuff, but their symptoms aren't bad enough for the for that to happen because their body is learning to cope and all of that because they're staying adjusted when the time, you know, at the right frequency, and we're making choices that we've learned here how to make as far as fitness and exercise and wellness and diet and all of those things for our whole family. And so, you know, of course I'm gonna, you know, fanboy and talk about how grateful I am for all of that stuff, but it's true. And even as before I was office manager or anything, I would tell people that's the place to go because they care more about just getting you in, getting your adjustment done and getting you out the door. And so it's pretty awesome. So we're going to go over about 10 or 11 episodes here, and we're going to really dig into some of what the real vision and purpose of Hill Family Chiropractic is as far as wellness, where that vision comes from. And we're going to talk a lot over these next several episodes on basically how to get better results faster. That's kind of, we're in the BRF, Better Results Faster series. So I just would love a, you know, 90-second breakdown on what to expect as we unpack all of what the Better Results Faster workshop contains, but dig even deeper with this extra format. You know, you can't do, you know, it's going to be almost 200 minutes of content. You don't really have the time to do that on an evening workshop. So we can unpack more in the podcast. So what do you think? Just a brief 90 seconds. What kind of stuff are we going to be expecting over these next 10 episodes, 11 episodes?
Yeah. Well, first off, just the heart of why in the world are we even doing this podcast, in my opinion, is to just help provide more information for people that are needing. I feel like the world is very confusing for a lot of people, and it's telling a lot of messages that can mislead us and head our health, our family, our community in the wrong direction. So I think that there's a lot of things that people can learn to understand how our body works and what they can do personally, even if they never come into our office or a chiropractic's office, just understanding how the body works and what to prevent, how to prevent some things, and then and how to correct and stabilize. And just the heart is really to help as many people as possible to change, not just a temporary relief, but get to the underlying cause and then make a change the trajectory of their health and their life. So in 6 months and in a year and 2 years and 5 years, their health just keeps getting stronger and healthier, and then they become happier. So
yeah,
so with that, as the podcasts are coming out, we're starting to talk more detail. We're going to go into some things to understand a little bit of some science, but cool. Then all maybe even a little bit of some nutrition and some fitness and some exercises and a couple case studies and just like how things work, to try to hopefully paint a picture of give some good tools for patients to be able to better wrap their mind around some things that they potentially can be doing at home.
Great. Well, I'm excited about all that. I think it'll be fun to dig in deeper to some of that and learn more. But I just want to say, if those of you listening and if you are watching on Facebook or on YouTube, as these will be posted at the same time the podcast releases, if assuming all the technology worked correctly, we will also have videos available for that will be of these episodes. And if you want to leave a comment either on YouTube or Facebook, or you can email us at info@hillfamilychiropractic.com, just info@hillfamilychiropractic.com. Shoot an email there and ask us any questions you have, and we'd love to take a little time on these episodes to answer some questions as well.
Yeah, we'd love to hear any kind of feedback, things you liked, didn't like, because you know, this is our first one. So
right.
Let us know. We're doing this for you. So
yeah.
Any feedback you can give us, the better, and the questions you have, like you said. So that's great.
Exactly. And anytime we can have a back and forth between listeners or patients and ourselves, it's going to be more impactful for everyone listening, not just the person asking the question, because the likelihood that that question is in other people's minds. It's pretty high whenever you start asking questions like that. So yeah, again, leave that in the comment if you're watching the video, or if you're just listening, you can just send us that email, info@hillfamilychiropractic.com. Thank you for listening to Stronger, Healthier, and Happier, the official podcast of Hill Family Chiropractic. Whenever these will be available on iTunes and, or well, it's Apple Podcasts now, Stitcher and Spotify and all those places, you're happy. We would be happy if you would subscribe there and leave a review if you like these episodes. And you can also like us on Facebook and subscribe to our channel on YouTube so you don't miss any of these episodes if you like the videos. And tell your friends about the show, people you know that could benefit from this information. And we will... we'll see you next time. Dr. Hill, thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate
for your time.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to step away from doing the work to talk about the work. So I'm grateful that you're here. And I think all our listeners are going to be grateful too. So thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. We'll see everybody next time.
All right.
See you later.
Yeah.